Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Well guys, today is March 18th, 2013. This is episode number 286. Last week on Rad, my good friend Ryan, aka the Uneven Flow, took over the show and gave you his thoughts on the new Tomb Raider reboot. Hopefully I'll be taking a look at that for myself, at least personally, since we've already reviewed it at some point down the road. I hear I won't be disappointed. Well guys, in today's review, we're going to take a look at something I've been looking forward to since it was announced, and that is Gears of War Judgment. Now, before I get any further in this interview, I've had this game for a couple of days, so certain multiplayer things I can't really comment on a whole lot because there weren't a lot of players. Actually, at one point last night when I was playing this, there were 15 people in the world playing this. I should feel pretty privileged. That's like having an entire baseball team have this. I'm pretty sure I screwed that up, but that's okay. So, Gears of War Judgment is one of those games I kind of got excited about because I've been getting into the Gears series more and more over the last couple of years. I've attended a number of different press events for it. I got COG tags for my wedding, actually, from my friend AJ, because we're both Gears of War fans. The new host of the prototype, Jamie, is a huge Gears of War nut. So this was something that I know I can share. So I can probably get together a squad to play four-player co-op multiplayer with this. So looking forward to checking that out at some point. But overall, well, I guess let's just kind of jump right into it, shall we? Now, there are certain things I'm not supposed to mention because of my embargo. Basically, you break it, they break your legs. So, I'll tell you what I can. So, there will be no spoilers in this review, as it were. So, the storyline, and this is where a lot of the spoilers probably would come up, is this game takes place just after E-Day, after the Pendulum Wars have been settled, and you take control of Lieutenant Baird. That's right, he actually held the rank of LT at this point, and his squadron of guys, known as Kilo Squad. And, well, you are being put on trial by General Loomis, or Colonel Loomis, rather. And, well, what could you have done that was so bad? They're willing to put you on trial for treason when basically the world is blowing up around you and there are literally locusts right outside the door ready to kill you. Well, it's not what you might think, actually. I was really, really happy with how the storyline unfolded in this game, actually. It's kind of nice to get someone who isn't Marcus and Dom. Not that I don't like their characters, but I really like Baird, and I really like Cole. Actually, they were probably my two favorite characters from the original trilogy of games. And here, you get a little bit more insight, because you're playing these guys, I think it's something like 15 years before the events of Gears of War 1, so these guys look young. In fact, I'll talk a little bit more about character design when we move on to graphics here. But gameplay, there are two campaigns in this. There's the Judgment campaign, which is, the main game. And I think that took me about 6 to 7 hours to get through. I kept taking a lot of breaks. I'd say about six to seven, maybe a little more. You can collect COG tags as you could before. Although one of the things they don't give you is you can't get collectibles like you could in Gears of War 3, which I thought was actually kind of a nice twist on it. Typical gameplay, you know, third person cover shooter, new guns. There's something called a breach shot, which, it's a sniper rifle without a scope. The Babusk, which is a UIR weapon, which is, think of it as a grenade launcher that can bounce. There's a new sniper rifle, which replaces the long shot. It's got multiple rounds in the barrel, so you don't have to reload after every single one. And your typical stuff like your Nashers, your sawed-offs, your pistols, basically your typical run-of-the-mill things, and the Retro Lancer, which, that's something else I guess I should comment in terms of gameplay. Certain weapons seem to handle a hell of a lot easier than they did in Gears of War 3. For example, I found the sawed-off shotgun a remarkably useful weapon in this game. In fact, I almost always kept one on me if I could. And it seems like the Retro Lancer controls a little bit easier than it did before. I don't know whether that's just my imagination remembering it differently, but it just seemed a lot more useful here. And the Judgment campaign, Aftermath campaign takes place when Marcus and Dom tell Cole and Baird, go find us help. And you run into one of the guys from Gears of War Judgment who will help you get the stuff that you need. Which, it's actually kind of cool. I'm actually kind of glad they did that. And it wasn't a true aftermath where you saw what happens after you kill the Locust Queen and all the Locusts are dead. Spoilers, I'm sorry. You've had a while to beat this game. But one thing I will say about the gameplay, it seems almost a little too easy. And I was playing this on normal difficulty, but there are these things called declassify points. As the game unfolds, you're giving your testimony at the trial, and you'll see these big gear symbols on the walls, and they will add things to the story. Basically, it's as if you remember it differently as opposed to the official mission account. So, for example, there's one part where they're like, Kilo Squad is only allowed to use long shots and Boltok pistols, which is actually one of my favorite parts of the game, actually. And they'll add like different modifiers like that. Another one is Kilo Squad was exhausted, so they don't get regenerating health here, or toxic gas reduces visibility. It really added some real fun parts to the game. They weren't overly difficult. I mean, some of the timed ones were really tight to beat, but there are other ones where I'd have like over a minute left before either a Hammer of Dawn strike or something else equally that will leave you dead. So, I don't know. I guess that really kind of sums it up on gameplay. So, I guess let's move into graphics for this game. I like the look of Kilo Squad. And more specifically, I like Baird's character design. I like how young he looks. I like how fresh his armor looks. And, I don't know, you get a lot more expression in the face with this one. So I guess People Can Fly, the guys who did Bulletstorm, really did a good job with this one. Also, Cole looks not as, beat up, so to speak. I mean, probably looks like he just came off the thrashball field, which is kind of cool. You also meet two other members of Kilo Squad. You meet Paddock, who is... He was a guy on the other side of it, and he has this huge burn on the side of his face. It looks like a chemical burn or like phosphorus or something. It looks really kind of cool. It really gives him a little bit of character too. Plus, his armor looks a little different than yours. It's like this kind of limey green. And then there's the girl whose name completely escapes me right now, and she's an Onyx Guard cadet. And her armor looks particularly cool, too. And just the way that she moves in the game looks really neat. There are a couple of new Locust types. One that I really like the character design on is something called a Rager. And these are the guys that normally carry breach shots. When you shoot them, and if you don't kill them right away, they'll mutate and transform into this huge spiky ball of death that runs at you. Really cool looking the first time... You see it too. And it also seems like some of the butchers got a bit of an overhaul as well. So graphically, I really like the way that Havlo Bay looks. And this is where the majority of the game takes place. And one of the things that the Gears of War series is known for is that destroyed beauty. Here you really get a sense of it because you start going through a neighborhood during the attack. And you just get to see where people live. And I don't know, there's just something about this where if this world were actually rebuilt, it would look really cool. Like, it's gorgeous to see some of the, like I said, destroyed beauty that happens to be lying around. Moving on to the sound for this game, I can't remember anything particularly moving about the music. And I remember Steve Jablonski's score from the first couple of games, and there were some parts that really kind of stuck out. Here, I can't remember anything, and that kind of says something, because I'm a bit of a sound guy. But the voice acting is fantastic. Fred Tescori as Baird, fantastic. Lester Spite as Cole, once again, that big, infectious, enthusiastic energy there. And it's just, it works out really, really well. Just how everything just kind of plays together, the interplay off each other. The guy that plays Paddock, I can't find his name, unfortunately. His character very much has this Russian-inspired accent, and it never comes across as overly hammy, which is what I liked. Other than that, though, voice performances, like I said, fantastic across the board. The guns sound great. Although, I would argue that your Lancer sounds a little weaker than I remember. But then again, memory, right? So moving on to multiplayer / extras. And here's where things are going to get a little bit foggy. I did manage to play a couple of matches, but every time I'd get into Overrun, which is the big mode that they're really kind of pushing right now, I would be kicked out of a match. So that really kind of sucks. But it was fun what I played. I mean, you get your typical kind of deathmatch and all that stuff, your Dominion, free-for-all, whatever. Survival. They describe it as a horde mode and elements of Overrun. And Overrun, think of it, it's Left 4 Dead, except class-based. But it was fun, though. I mean, typically, the Gears of War multiplayer experience feels the same no matter what. But one of the things you can do is in the campaign, as you level up, like in Gears of War 3, you can unlock things and you get prize boxes for accomplishing, like getting ribbons, getting medals. That's another thing, too, I forgot to mention early on. You earn stars like you did in Gears of War 3, and you can get different things. Like, you can unlock new weapon skins that are available by doing that. So you don't have to buy a whole lot if you don't want. Plus, you do get new character skins. You get Ty from Gears of War 2 if you get, like, I think it's 120 during the campaign on any difficulty. Stuff like that. Although, one thing to note is one of the weapons is only available in Overrun. And I think that's the Buska, which is that grenade launcher that I mentioned. Some of the new multiplayer characters look really cool. I have this female Onyx Guard character wearing Arctic armor, and she, I don't know, she reminds me of like a G.I. Joe meets like a stormtrooper. It looks really cool anyway. And there are different maps. Obviously, there's like a whole crap ton. I played on three different ones, although the one I kept getting thrust into was like this. Like, I'm trying to remember what the map was called from Gears of War 3, but it was the one where it was in the town. That's the one that I kept playing on. And I wondered, just because maybe it was a soft launch when I was playing it. Now, you couldn't buy any of the stuff online at this point. But you do, if you buy the Season's Pass, you do get like a permanent XP boost. You get maps that are tailored towards you. Stuff like that. You get a couple of new weapons, skins. You get two new character skins. I imagine there'll be more offered down the road. Plus, if you got this game, you got a code to download the original Gears of War. If you just pre-ordered it anywhere else but Walmart, which you get Gears of War 2 or 3 as well. So that's a fantastic value. But to sum up my thoughts on Gears of War Judgment, I had a lot of fun with it. However, though, it was not as tough as Gears of War 3, at least in my opinion. There were points in Gears of War 3 where I'd have to go back. Here, I would die, but only because I would get swarmed or by using some of the declassified options would things become annoying. Which, that's something to mention, too. The declassified option does not pop up during the Aftermath campaign. It felt a little too easy at times, but I don't think this would be a bad point for people to jump into the game series if they want to start. I mean, this is like the prequels, I guess, so to speak. I hope they do another game. I don't know how you'd fit it into the timeline like this, but I guess there's the books have established canon that they can maybe fiddle with. That's why I'm not giving this game any higher than a 7 out of 10. I mean, it's fun. It's a fantastic game. It's greatly designed. But it falls a little short, I think, in like certain areas. The multiplayer experience, like I just said, I had fun with what I could play. And the Gears of War community, they stick together for quite some time. So I imagine those will have a vast multiplayer community. And I might actually come back because I don't think I suck so much this time around, but I'm pretty sure some 13-year-old will prove that wrong in about 10 minutes. So Gears of War Judgment, where does it lie? Well, if you're a fan of the series, you probably already have this pre-order. If you're a new fan, I'm going to tell you to give this game a rent first. See what you think. If you like the world, you like the storyline, then definitely check it out. Although I would recommend kind of reading up how to get an idea of the world, because they throw a lot at you in this game, like a lot of references to things that have happened. I'm pretty sure they reference some of the books and comics and stuff that's already considered deep canon. So that's what I'm going to say. It's a buy for fans for sure. Everybody else, I'm going to say give it a try. Like I said, it's fast, it's fun, and I think you're going to get your money's worth at least out of a rental, but I think the core of this will be the multiplayer experience to see how long it has for longevity. So anyway, guys, that's pretty much what I have to say for Gears of War Judgment. Coming up on the show this week, I should be looking at LEGO City Undercover for the Wii U. I know, holy shit, a new Wii game. Maybe Luigi's Mansion. I also got Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. I got a lot of games to go through. I also have God of War Ascension. Sony sent me the Collector's Edition, so I'll talk about that. Let's just say this week should be pretty busy, all things considered. So anyway, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for me. So until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys later on this week, right here on ReviewAday.ca.